Hey, this is Brad Geiger welcoming you to another episode of Hey Comics Kids, or one of the supplementary podcasts, 50 Minute Max or Smart Alex. If you want, you can subscribe to all three at iTunes. You can also find us on Stitcher. And if you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/heycomicskids. All the money there goes to a fund earmarked for the kids' education. This is a show we record just about every morning on our drive to school. We're having a lot of fun doing it, and it's great to hear that you're having a lot of fun listening to it. Now, without further ado, here are the stars of the show, 12-year-old Alex and 8-year-old Max. And we're back. It's another episode of Hey Comics Kids. I'm here with my two sons on our drive to school. There's Max.
Hello, everybody.
And there's Alex.
What he said.
So, boys, I've got some news to start this.
Is it movie news? Please tell me it's more for movie news. Does this have something to do with Spider-Man? I hope you can hear this.
Do you remember when we had some news about Marvel acquiring the rights to put Spider-Man into some of its movies?
Yeah, it was a hoax.
And then we had to come back and say, well, now they're saying might not be, don't get too hasty. Well, Marvel and Sony just came out last night around midnight with their formal announcement, making it official that Spider-Man is going to be able to be in some Marvel Studios movies. Not only that, but Marvel Studios has the rights to do its own Spider-Man movie.
So they can play him in the Avengers?
They can, to a certain extent, they can do what they want with him.
You know, and maybe they could fit him into Age of Ultron. I don't care if it gets delayed. You know, Spider-Man and Age of Ultron would be just awesome.
Well, funny you mentioned delays. The Spider-Man movie that that Marvel Studios is coming out with is going to mean that the Thor Ragnarok movie is getting delayed, and then that's going to have a domino effect on a bunch of other movies that are going to get delayed after that. But
Spider-Man in his own movie made by Marvel Comics is awesome!
So here's my question to you. Marvel Studios gets to come out with a Spider-Man movie of its own.
I'm not buying it.
What do you mean you're not buying it?
I'm not buying it. It was a hoax last time. I don't trust it.
Well, this time both studios have come out and they've made an official announcement. So I think you can trust the veracity of this one. The question is, how disappointed are you going to be, or are you not going to be disappointed, if Marvel Studios comes out with a Spider-Man movie and it's an origin story?
Well, I'm going to be very happy. Spider-Man needs to come back.
You think it should be an origin story?
They really do need to. After two bad runs with Spider-Man, they need an origin story. They need to kind of rewrite the character.
Yeah. You are really surprising me. Max, do you agree?
And then it can open up some new things. And like, something fans of Marvel fans have been struggling for is, who is Spider-Man's parents? Maybe they could at least do they could do, in a way, maybe a flash. The screen is dark, maybe just before the movie starting, like a little kind of dramedy film, like we have to give you to Aunt May. Maybe they can make.
They already did that in Amazing Spider-Man 2. Sorry, that was the first scene.
Like, that is true.
What I'm saying is something like introducing who the parents are. They don't have to be like Secret Shield agents. They could be held hostage by. They could be working at Oscorp.
True.
Because this has probably been done before, but that'd be pretty cool. The thing that Spider-Man, the place where Spider-Man's best friend's dad lives, his parents worked at, but it's an evil corporation technically trying to take over the world, where some of his arch enemy Venom was born. That'll give Spider-Man enough trouble already, and it's just kind of fun to see how Spider-Man would work out with all of this. So, adding parents that that would give Spider-Man an emotional side. Maybe, like, maybe someone could kind of tell him about it. Like, you know, you look like someone, you look like someone that used to look in, maybe, and, like, then, like, and then Green Goblin would be the big guy that says, kind of, in a way, that says, your parents once spoke to you, you know, and stuff, blah, 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 and stuff like that. Or maybe they could be at Stark Tower right now. And that could give so much good storyline of where the parents are, and that could make a great origin story.
No, I didn't really want to add in the parents. It's kind of better leaving them out, because no one really cares after Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2 about the parents. I mean, yeah, I mean, everything you said was actually done in those two movies. Mostly everything.
Well, I'm just wondering, I mean, the Spider-Man origin story is probably one of the better-known superhero origin stories of all time.
Yeah, it kind of started a chain reaction, loses parents.
And we've had movies that have featured the Spider-Man origin story.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need another origin story?
Yes, because
Alex.
But because Spider-Man needs a, like I said before, Spider-Man needs a comeback. He needs a new rewritten story. Because the first one, ooh, yay, new Spider-Man. The first Spider-Man, the commitment, not too bad, but they pretty much rewrote the story three times. Amazing Spider-Man, we shall never talk of that origin story ever again. So, and they kind of need an improved origin story. They really, and now they really are writing better movies.
Yeah,
so, Spider-Man desperately needs the comeback.
Yeah, and maybe they'll decide.
And the only way to do a comeback is with an origin story, Maxwell.
Well, I think that maybe they could do something like kind of make Spider-Man in the final scene of Age of Ultron, because we're probably pretty finished up with the Age of Ultron. And so maybe that final scene that Marvel always does in Guardians of the Galaxy, that duck character, I forget his name.
Howard the Duck. You're
duck.
Killing me.
They need to make another Howard the Duck movie. The last one was terrible. I know from all the reaction, it was probably pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen some little screenshots.
I personally would love to see a new Howard the Duck movie, but that's just me.
The CGI animation was kind of meh on the Howard the Duck, though.
There was no CGI. That was a guy in a suit. There was no CGI
I'm not
animation.
Talking about the... Right, I was talking about the Guardians of the Galaxy cameo.
Oh, okay. Well, I think they had to kind of rough him up so that people would associate him with that old movie. I think if they would have really done a great CGI Howard the Duck, nobody would have gotten the joke. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, why didn't they, in the Guardians of the Galaxy, why didn't they have someone like Admiral Akbar in one of the tubes?
I keep seeing all kinds of
Marvel
stories about
and
Easter eggs that are in there.
Marvel and Star Wars are owned by Disney.
Mm-hmm.
They could totally do that.
And Howard the Duck was a George Lucas movie, by the way.
Exactly.
Speaking of synergy. So,
that's when everyone got angry at George Lucas.
Yes, very much so. I am very surprised at your ambivalence towards another Spider-Man origin story. I thought for sure that you guys would be dead set against it, and what I'm hearing is that you really wouldn't mind at all if there was another Spider-Man origin story.
I don't know if I can stress this enough. He needs a comeback.
He needs a comeback. Yes, you're right. Sony has done some pretty stinky Spider-Man movies.
A new origin story means a whole new place of movie writing.
And hey, I want to. I think they could use the African American Spider-Man from.
That would be interesting.
Oh yeah, yeah. The I don't remember from the comic. I remember it from the comic strip that he had a really cool costume.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Also, yeah, the story was awesome.
And in Ultimate Spider-Man Web Warriors, one of them, I hear, Spider-Man was chasing down the Green Goblin and got put into the Ultimate Universe where the African-American Spider-Man was. So, just saying.
Well, the Ultimate Spider-Man is based on the Ultimate Universe, so.
That is
just pointing that out.
That is a fascinating possibility.
Oh, I hope they do.
But
that.
The good news is that Marvel finally inked the deal. It is true. We were not duped after all. We were just a little bit ahead of the curve, and we were jumping the gun, I guess, along with a lot of other people.
Lots and lots of people will be happy for this.
I'm happy. Although I do have to say, there was a time before the Marvel Studios movies when that. There was no other Marvel movie out there.
The first Spider-Man one?
The first Spider-Man came out.
And everyone went ballistic.
I cannot tell you how excited we were. I remember going to see it in theaters and being just absolutely thrilled and thinking they had done, and for its time, they had done a great job with it.
I like the movie still to this day. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. The sequels, not so much.
They rewrote it twice.
The second revamp, not so much.
And we will not speak of The Amazing Spider-Man's 1 or 2.
Oh, boy. Yeah, let's not.
No.
Let's not.
No. So, except I like those
movies.
Do not.
Alex, you said you had an idea you wanted to pitch for the second half of the show. Go ahead.
So, I've been naming these really good... Who do you think is more popular and why...
Mm-hmm.
And it started to get pretty cool.
So now, what are we talking? More popular or just better?
A little bit of both. I'll announce what we're talking about for popular.
Okay.
I'm excited. Who is more popular, Sherlock Holmes or Batman? And maybe if you don't agree, and one, I'm just saying this is totally opinionated. And two... If you don't like it, I think there's a comment section where people can leave comments on the
show. Yeah, exactly.
I'm
also doing this, so we can hear your answers.
Yeah.
Okay. Go to evil-inc.com, and if you scroll down, you can see the entries for the individual podcasts, and you can leave your comments.
You said breaking the fourth podcast wall.
So, Alex, what's your first pitch? Go ahead, Alex. What's your first topic?
All right. Who do you think... Well, Max started off with the one I was going to do. Who's better? Who do you think is cooler? Sherlock Holmes or Batman?
The Caped Crusader?
No. I'm just going to give a certain type of Batman. That, because since, Sherlock Holmes is a Victorian... hero.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I have to do Batman Gotham by Gaslight because that was a bit of a steampunk Victorian at the same time.
Batman is cool no matter what.
Also, it had stuff to do with Jack the Ripper, and that was awesome.
Uh-huh.
Batman is cool no matter what. For Batman in there, unless it's a Marvel character, I'm going to say Batman. Unless it's Spider-Man. Unless...
I think Dad's read Gotham by Gaslight. I don't know.
I haven't, but
Batman
is awesome.
I haven't read the whole thing. I've seen parts of it. I haven't read it.
Yeah.
So here's my question. When they want to say what a good detective Batman is, who do they compare him to?
Sherlock Holmes.
So wouldn't Sherlock Holmes be the better detective? When they have to say that Batman is as good as Sherlock Holmes or as smart as Sherlock Holmes, Sherlock Holmes is the standard that you compare all others to.
Yeah, but you're saying that makes Batman equal.
Yes, but if Batman were the better detective, they would be saying that Sherlock Holmes is as good of a detective as Batman.
Well, Sherlock Holmes is
Batman is
the best.
Awesome! I just want to say something. Please.
Okay, go ahead, Max, real quick.
I'm like, Batman can do stuff better. Batman can do things. things that that superheroes can do, like flying in a much cooler way, and Superman using the green screen, if you know what I mean. Have a laugh track in, Bill.
I'll put a laugh track in there. You were really waiting to launch that little joke, weren't you?
Don't put a laugh track in there.
Yeah, ha 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 ha.
So, what do you think, Alex? I think I made a real good point. Sherlock Holmes is the standard, the gold standard, if you will.
Yeah.
Against which everyone else is compared. So doesn't that mean that he's better?
No, it just Sherlock
no,
Holmes.
No, you're saying
it's
same. He's the same. So that would make them equal, not better.
Well, actually,
as smart as is also a word, meaning and base term. Equal.
So let me tell you this. Let me come around to this. I'll say this a little bit different way. Have you ever heard anyone say that Sherlock Holmes was as good of a detective as Batman?
No, because Sherlock Holmes is now a fictional character in the past.
So's Batman.
No, Batman's in present time.
Yeah, and if you hold those...
He's no more present than... There's people writing new Sherlock Holmes stories just as there are people writing new Batman stories.
Yeah, well...
They're equally present.
Yeah,
The comics are in the present, not the timelines of the story.
What difference does that make?
The timelines of the story. Sherlock Holmes is in, old... Batman's in more of a futuristic setting.
So that makes Batman the better detective?
No, it means you can't. It's impossible for Sherlock Holmes to reference Batman.
Okay, so it's never going to be said
in a story.
But have you ever heard anybody outside of the story make that comparison the other way around? If you look out the left-hand window, you'll see the Delphi Boxing Academy.
Oh,
where they'll be taping the new Rocky movie.
Oh, tourism.
Gee. There's the Aramingo Diner.
No!
Wait, there's an Aramingo Diner here?
And if you take a left down Ontario Street here, you'll go down to the comic shop where some scenes from the M. Night Shyamalan movie Unbreakable was filmed.
Nice.
Samuel L. Jackson, I believe.
And I have even another reason why Batman is better than Sherlock Holmes.
What?
Trick-or-treating. You're not gonna see some little kid trick-or-treat as Sherlock Holmes. You're gonna see him trick-or-treat as Batman, Superman.
There's plenty of kids that trick-or-treat as Sherlock Holmes.
No, there is not.
There really isn't.
Yeah, unless you're some
kids.
Smart...
What do kids know?
Kids know Batman is way better than Sherlock Holmes. Plus... Some Sherlock Holmes uses a gun. Guns are coward weapons.
I'm trying to think if I ever saw Sherlock Holmes use a gun.
I did.
Dr. Watson used a gun. Dr. Watson
yes,
carried a gun.
So did
Sherlock Holmes. I don't think Sherlock Holmes ever fired a gun. He carried a violin case. Is that what you're thinking of?
No.
Oh, okay.
Violin cases have no, mistake for a gun unless you watch that one movie where... The violin case is the gun.
Right.
That was a really weird movie.
What movie was that?
I don't remember.
But unless you're some smarty brainiac, then you're not gonna be dressing up as Sherlock Holmes, and people are gonna be like, What are you doing here? Ha ha! Snap snap!
I will say this. If you did dress up as Sherlock Holmes, just as many people would recognize you as the number of people that would recognize Batman.
Yeah,
they're both equally recognizable.
Yes. Yeah, but what I'm saying is
also, doesn't Sherlock Holmes smoke, technically?
Yes,
he uses
a pipe.
Batman doesn't smoke. Sherlock Holmes emphasizes unhealthiness.
Oh!
Well, Batman
does that make him a better detective?
No. But that makes Batman a better person.
But that spotlights Batman a lot more.
And Dr. Watson, whatever his name is Sherlock Holmes' sidekick, but never went on to be something other than Sherlock Holmes' sidekick. take Dick Grayson for a second.
Let's see. Dick Grayson,
Tony
into Nightwing, Jason Todd, Red Hood, Tim Drake, Red Robin, Damian Wayne, dead.
Yeah.
They all went somewhere.
Damian Wayne is back, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Did they clone him or something?
I don't know what the deal is, but
oh, don't
reading,
bring him back.
I've been reading Damian Wayne references.
Dang.
Well, I think we're at a standstill because I still think Sherlock Holmes is the gold standard. So.
No, but his side.
Batman is the.
Batman has most sidekicks. Batman's Rachel. The guy has like a free stuff.
Well, Batman is the plutonium symbol.
Oh my.
Yeah, Batman
plutonium,
can take
and gold is not very valuable at. Anyway, so.
Yes. Well, what's your next comparison?
I think that Batman totally beat Sherlock Holmes.
I think you're wrong.
I think you're wrong.
Okay. We may need a laugh track for this one. No. Go ahead, Alex. We've got time before we get to school for one more comparison.
This is the, I know Dad's decision on this one.
What?
Go ahead.
Thing Hulk. Which
thing?
One?
The Thing versus the Hulk?
Yes.
The Hulk!
Well, okay, what are we comparing them on? What's the category?
Both.
What do you mean, both? No, who's stronger? Who's the better hero?
Who's the better hero?
The
Thing's the better hero.
But
the
wait,
Hulk's
no.
uncontrollable. He can't. He isn't always.
Talk to the Avengers.
Exactly.
He's talk not to, always. But sometimes the Hulk is out of control.
Also, talk to Secret Wars, the comic strip, when the mind of Bruce Banner was put into the Hulk.
That was a short time in the Hulk's history. Not all of the time.
Yeah. And
the Thing. If you're gonna say who's the better hero, it's definitely the Thing. It's
yeah.
not the Hulk.
But Hulk
the
has
Hulk is unpredictable and uncontrollable.
But that
and
makes
actually
it
end
bit...
up mistakenly hurting innocent people. The Thing never mistakenly
better...
hurts innocent people.
But that makes it a better. But that makes Hulk a better hero because you said he's unpredictable. That makes for better writing, right?
Yes.
And you don't.
Thing won't be known
Hulk,
to.
Is he, and you're gonna be like, is he gonna help or is he gonna not help? He's gonna go on a rampage, and Hulk has more villains. And the Thing is only with the Fantastic Four, even though they have a big selection of villains. And he doesn't have his own. He always helps teams up with his friends with his team to do it. Hulk is more solo and sometimes you team up with the Avengers, but.
Hulk
times
very
he'll
solo.
Be wrestling, but other times he'll be wrestling in like the Abomination or some abomination like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Hulk isn't very solo,
but he can be, and he has plenty, and he has at least some villains that are solo. When the Thing has no villains that are solo.
Galactus.
You are. I cannot think of a single. Thing villain. I can think of lots of Fantastic Four villains.
Yeah,
and I can think of lots of villains that the Thing has battled, but they aren't. They're better related to other superheroes than to him. So Max makes a really good point that there are no Thing villains.
I mean, maybe you could say the Hulk, but every time I see the Hulk battling the Thing, there's a Fantastic Four right along with it.
Perhaps.
So Thing is in a way, and like Thing is always kind of the test tube character. Like they're testing on him sometimes, and like they're testing on him to turn him into something else other than the Thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's always been part of the Thing's character. He Ben Grimm was never comfortable being the Thing. He always felt like he was a monster. And he was always trying to get back to his regular form, or at least, you know, get to the point. And there was a little while where he could do this, change back and forth into the thing.
Yeah, that was actually another time during Secret Wars.
Yep.
That's when She-Hulk came in to replace the thing.
That is correct.
Because he didn't want to go back. He could finally change back. But I think he eventually did.
Well, you know what? I've kind of fallen away from the recent storytelling, so I don't know whether he.
That's definitely not recent if it's Secret Wars.
Secret Wars was a long time ago. Speaking of changing back and forth, as an aside, I brought up the YouTube and I showed Alex, and I think you saw it too, Max, the old Hanna-Barbera Saturday morning cartoon series.
Thing Ring.
The Thing. Bing Ring, do your thing. And then all these rocks would fly at him and build into
and somehow not kill him?
Yes. And then turn him into this Muppet looking drawing of the Thing. And then a voice actor who was clearly doing a Jimmy Durante impersonation of all things. Would do the voice of the muscle-bound Thing. It was a absolute train wreck. What did you think, Alex?
Well, it was a bit of a it's exactly a train wreck because that's the episode we saw.
And also, I have another point to make that the Hulk is better than the Thing. They both have
You're like a dog with a bone.
Maxwell,
go. Let him go, or else he'll never be able to move on. Go on.
So, the Thing is the muscle-bound Thing.
Right.
The Hulk is the Incredible
So
Hulk.
You're saying that a better adjective makes a better superhero?
No. And Hulk has no limit to his power. The angrier he gets, the stronger he gets. The Thing is more kind of just the strength he has from the walks that he's gained. From the walk he... And he's defense and attack. Hulk's attack, speed, and at times defense.
I like your better adjective theory of superheroes. I like that a lot.
The Amazing Spider-Man.
Invincible Iron Man.
The Uncanny X-Men. I can do this all day.
Yeah.
Go ahead. It's your turn, Max.
Oh.
But he already said Amazing Spider-Man, so technically he won.
And
how about the Mighty Thor?
The Lightning American Lightning Sword from Pokemon?
The First Avenger.
First Avenger? Adjective, I guess. Maybe?
The first, I guess, isn't it? The first is, I guess, an adjective because it's describing what place in a number system.
Well, listen.
You're being too mathy for me.
I'm going to give you that one. And since we're pulling up to
school.
The schoolyard,
okay, I recommend
all of your friends in the playground waving and waiting to see you.
No, they're not.
We will bring this podcast to a close.
Before we end anything, I do want to mention the Jack Kirby drawing Fantastic Four really quick.
Okay. Let me set this up. So, after watching the Thing Ring do its thing, we decided to get that taste out of our mouth, and I said...
The worst taste!
There was an animated Fantastic Four series where the drawings were based off of Jack Kirby's art.
It was awesome!
I will see if we can find some more of those on the YouTube, and maybe we'll watch some of that. And also, a message out to Scott Kurtz, who has been saying that we need to start watching The Flash.
We're sorry!
We didn't do it this... You want to tell everybody why you wouldn't watch The Flash with me all weekend long?
Because I was playing Destiny.
It was his Destiny.
First person shooter, and he's little bit intense.
Hey, can I mention that? Yeah, I stayed up till 4 o'clock in the morning playing Destiny.
Oh my god, I'm going to cut that out. It makes me sound like a horrible father. It was
Well, no, it was my choice.
Night.
I waited till you went to sleep.
Oh my god.
So it's really not
I'm
your
so
fault.
Cutting this whole thing up.
Don't you dare.
All right. Max, bring this one in for a landing.
You can rate us, and like us on iTunes, Stitches, and the Blueberry Network. Love it, the Blueberry Network.
The blubber.
All right, Alex?
This is making for myself, my brother, and my dad.
Wait, this is Alex's turn. Take it easy there.
I hate you guys.
Go ahead.
Speaking for myself, my brother. Give or take him. And my dad. Goodbye, everybody.